Hello, Mr. President. My name is Ken Roth from Human Rights Watch. At the risk of being the skunk at the garden party, let me pursue a little bit some of the human rights questions that you just alluded to. And obviously, one of the big questions around the free trade agreement is how sincerely is your government trying to deal with the violent abuse? And I'd like to raise three issues, if I could. First, you alluded to the fact that the trade union killings were largely inherited, that there were many more of those before your government took over. But the type of violence that has been very much a product of policies under your government has been the rise of extrajudicial killings by the military, dressing up people as guerrillas and murdering them. I know you've just dealt with one case, but your defense minister admits it's a much broader problem. Are you dealing with a systemic problem? Second, you talk about bolstering the judicial process and prosecutors, but when it comes to the parapolitics scandal, the many links that have been found between your political party and the paramilitaries, your government has been making it more difficult for those investigations to proceed. And finally, when it comes to your own personal statements, when people like my own organization or Colombian human rights activists raise these questions, you used to accuse them of being terrorists, guerrilla collaborators, and subversives. Very dangerous accusations in a place like Colombia. Can you speak to whether your government really is sincerely going after the problem of violent abuse?
Excuse me. Could you repeat point by point, because I want to give you answer by answer. What is the first point you made? If I remember, it is regarding trade unions.
The first point was the rise in extrajudicial executions by the
first point you made was about trade unions.
Right, what I said is right, but that you
were... I want to ask you, what I said about trade unions, in accordance with your view, is true or it is a lie? What I say about trade unions.
What I understand your position on trade union murders is that there were many more murders before your government took over. Statistically, I agree with that. My point was there's been a significant rise of extrajudicial killings.
I will move on to this point. But first, considering the case of trade unions, that there is not only a decrease in the number, there is also a policy. Before my administration, as presidential candidate, I wrote a manifesto. In the number 27 of this manifesto, I wrote, if I win, I will put in place a policy for security with democratic values. We will protect trade unions. We will protect the speakers of the opposition. We will protect all Colombians. Today, those members of the opposition who live in foreign countries all are in Colombia enjoying our advances in security. Second, please consider that we are in the way to overcome impunity. Before my administration, there was only one sentence against killers of trade union. Now we have in jail 144. You know that I cannot say lies, because my country is a country open to international vigilance. This is a country with pluralistic democracy. We have increased, we have almost doubled our budget for the Justice Administration, and we have provided individual protection to 2,000 members of the union's organizations. If you consider that I am wrong, please exert your right to reply to me. Second, what you call extrajudiciary crimes. In the past, Colombians didn't denounce. Today, they denounce. It is a very important progress my country has made. There are accusations that are true, but there are other accusations that are false. Many people opposed to my policy do not oppose to my policy openly. The way they choose to discredit my policy is by accusing the government of extrajudicial crimes. You know that my government, in every occasion, without any doubt, has fired those members of the armed forces that we presume are involved in these crimes. If you travel around the country, you will see that our people, our citizens, are more confident to denounce today than before. The links between politicians and paramilitaries. First, I was elected without congressional support. Second, those who are in jail because of their links with the paramilitary organization before my administrations. The crimes were committed before my administration. This is the first government that seriously and effectively has fought the paramilitary organization. I can expose to the world that today Colombia has dismantled the paramilitary organization, that Colombia has recovered the state monopoly to fight criminals. It is a very outstanding, positive, intangible for my country. But don't forget, Colombia was split into two areas, one in control of guerrillas and the other in control of the paramilitaries. And don't forget, Colombia never investigated the links between politicians and guerrillas. These links are still in impunity. I want to listen from institutions like the institution you represent the necessity that Colombia investigates these links. And please consider that guerrillas introduce in our country the idea of the combination of all forms of struggle. They penetrated politicians, and afterwards paramilitaries did the same. I disagree with many reports of the organization you represent, but I respect your organization. The accusations I have launched are not against your organization. These accusations are against one single individual because of his biased attitude against our policy. I respect your organization, but I cannot accept the bias of one individual in your organization against our democratic values, against my long stand in politics without one single stain.